Do you have trouble with to-do lists that end up being haven't-done lists? If that sounds familiar, Jim Benson has this low-tech way to get organized. He calls it the personal Kanban.
Almost no one is capable of multitasking for real. Usually what happens when we multitask is people take on multiple tasks at once and then they just interrupt each other repeatedly.
And the other thing is, even when you're not, if you've got a lot to do, is you can start a lot of things and not finish them.
Yeah, so the more things that you start, the less you complete. The more things that you start, the more likely it is that what you do complete will be broken in one way or another, cause you some rework, cause you some pain and heartache in the future.
So you've developed this system that's originally from Japan, I think, that hopes to address some of these challenges. Just tell me about it.
Well, so Personal Kanban was originally developed to help software teams that I had see what they were doing so that they would understand the volume of work that they'd actually signed up for. So a lot of them had started tasks and they didn't really know where they were in flight. And so they just kept starting more and more and more things. The system itself, very simply, allows you to visualize the work that is currently in progress, the work that is coming up, and the work that has been complete. So it has two rules. One is to visualize your work. The other is to limit your work in progress. And based on two quick ideas, which are that we can't do more work than we can handle, and we can better manage what we can see.
Well, the principles are you've more or less got kind of three categories of task?
Yeah, the three biggest tasks or categories would be things you haven't started, things that you have started, and then things that are complete, all three of which we can learn something from. That middle one of things that we have started, the visualizations of those can get quite complex.
You actually advocate making this a kind of tactile or physical tool rather than something on screen or as an app.
Right. When we first released this as an idea about 10 years ago, people took it immediately and started creating apps and online tools. And there's now over 80 of them. However, nothing beats the tactile management of just using post-it notes on a wall and actually seeing and being able to physically interact with your work.
Why is that, do you think?
Because, well, a couple reasons. The first off is that we actually learn both mentally and physically. So when we interact with something physically, we remember better what it is that we did. Also, the act of moving things gives you a bit of kinesthetic feedback, a little motor memory. And when we move things into done, strangely enough, that is actually a visual and a physical trigger that something has happened. And that doneness, that feeling of completion, feels good. So we get a boost of both serotonin and dopamine that help reinforce the act of, you know, wanting to complete things again in the future. The notion that you would look at a wall and the wall would tell you the status for something probably isn't the newest thing under the sun. What has been kind of the game changer for people here is just the direct focus on what is it that I'm choosing to do and why, and how does that impact my quality of life, my work-life balance, and the quality of the things that I'm putting out.
Jim Benson, and if you want to see how his personal Kanban actually works, we'll post a link to video of him setting one up in all its low-tech glory, abc.net.au/rn. And that's it for this week. Best Practice is produced by the natural Kanbaner, Ian Coombe. Our sound engineers are Andre Shobanov and Judy Rapley. I'm Richard Adie.